Well, it was the old Hoffa's in your driveway scam. We got to dig it up because Hoffa's in your driveway. Yeah, Hoffa's in your driveway scam. People come to the door, you know, and they say, well, I'm afraid to dig up your driveway. We think Hoffa's in it. So then some guy with a ladder and a bucket of tar says, Hoffa's on your roof, and they got to go up there. And that's not radon in the basement. That's Hoffa. I have to dig it up. They come in with the Hoffa sniffing dogs, you know. You and I disappear, we're gone, you know. But not Hoffa. In other news that isn't Hoffa, Sinatra leads in swing states. Come fly with me, hey! If we could find Sinatra, we could find Hoffa, I'm convinced. The Apple chief apologizes for maps from a dead end in Compton. It was the last we heard from him, as a matter of fact. The chef convicted of seriously overcooking his wife. Well, 4 days. Lingerie league refs have returned from the NFL, so wedgies will not be called anymore on the field. That's a relief. Nice to hate refs again for all the right reasons, though, isn't it? I feel better. The refs were a little rusty, and they got back in their first gig, you know, the Ravens game. They genuflected for a Hail Mary pass. They'll get the hang of it. Israel's Netanyahu shows the UN Iran's cartoon bomb. Highlight of the week at the UN, I think. They have spy versus spy technology in Iran. The Vatican says, take Jesus' wife, please. Romney retools his pitch by extolling compression for the poor, saying he has great apathy for their plight. Says he knows what it means to take, to be money hungry. Romney will open the debate by guessing Obama's weight and if he's from Canada. He will suggest, of course, impoverished nations ask their dads for money. Their dad nations. Little Paulie Ryan says he does not need to be unmuzzled, or something like that. It was hard to tell because of the muzzle. You might have said he was not a muggle. An earlier version of the Mona Lisa has been found. It's the Kardashian Lisa. Unfortunately, she's seated, so you don't see her most painterly aspect. The drug ecstasy said to hinder recall, so that's a win-win. Students, I say, line up at the University of California, Davis for financial aid pepper spraying. The company that makes the bullet trains in Japan will make Amtrak cars that look like they're going much faster than they are. Bacon shortage due to replacement pigs. Reduced to 3 chicken nuggets for lunch, high schoolers go on a protein rampage in the park. Okay. This must have got turned off. So. And the J.K. Rowling's first adult book has Harry Potter fans ripping their little bodices. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. And thank you and good night. And to all the ships at sea. There was more, but I thought I'd spare you.